Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
At times, Keith, says Craig Breslow, you gotta be a little bit uncomfortable. Are you not on?
Hello, here we go.
I was like, I'm kind of hearing him in the room. Maybe my headphones are screwed up.
No, okay. I forgot to turn it back on so people can hear.
Hang on.
I was going to talk down to people, so he shut my mic off.
Hang on. Let's start it again. All right, that's Craig Breslow. He says the Red Sox got to get uncomfortable with being a little uncomfortable. That's kind of awkward, right?
Jones, let me tell you. I hate to say it, but I tried to warn you and everybody else out there.
No, you did.
That they weren't going to sign any marquee players.
You did.
They were going to be oh so close.
And I'm a big, dumb idiot.
You're like, no, this is the year.
I'm a big, fat, stupid person. And
That's not the point of this.
I fell for it again, Keith. I fell for it again with this stupid team.
That happens to be a side effect of this conversation, but that's not the point of the conversation.
Yeah.
No, the reality is they were never going to get Juan Soto. They were never going to get Max Fried. They're not going to get Corbin Burns, although he remains out there. But if you see the money that Max Fried got, what do you think Corbin Burns is going to get? A better pitcher, younger.
Yeah, the reports now are like $300 million. Fried went for $218, which is the most ever for a left-handed starter. It's $1 million more than the Red Sox paid to David Price whenever it was a decade or so ago.
Which is just so wild. Like, it's just the contrary. It's the nature of doing business in today's Major League Baseball. But Juan Soto, not the best player in the majors, got far and away the record deal. Max Fried, clearly not the best pitcher in baseball or left-handed pitcher or anything in baseball.
I mean, he's not even, like, I didn't love David Price, but Price was way more accomplished when he signed than this guy.
Fried wasn't the best guy on his own team last year, and he's not the best on his team this year.
Yeah.
he's good. I'd take him. Don't get me wrong. Whereas Corbin Burns might be. Corbin Burns is probably the best pitcher on most teams across baseball. So I can only guess what he is going to get. I think he's a full year or two maybe younger than Fried, and he's better.
And here's the other thing that should piss you off. And makes me mad, because I've spent most of the offseason, the last couple of years, saying the Yankees don't spend either. And that's not a way of justifying the Red Sox not spending. That's just a way of saying the Yankees aren't the Yankees either, and they're also cheap. And if I was in New York, I'd be kicking and screaming about how cheap Hal Steinbrenner is and how he's not his father and this and that. Well, the Yankees did not get Juan Soto. They also were runners up, but then they turned around and they spent, and they got uncomfortable spending. And meanwhile, were told the Red Sox after they struck out on Max Fried, and it doesn't even sound like they were that close. What was the Billy? Did you poke your head in? Was it Nick who popped in?
Nick, I think it was Nick that said apparently
the A's might have been the runner up.
The Oakland A's might have had the second.
Nightingale said that the A's were one of the top teams in on Fried.
The A's.
Now they didn't get him either, but like
okay, but so you're getting outspent by the A's. Last offseason it was the Royals.
The A's don't even have a park.
The A's don't even have a. They don't even have a home.
Yeah.
They're playing in Sacramento in a minor league ballpark and eventually someday moving to Las Vegas. They're way, way over budget for this
and
new stadium.
And they already got a starter. They way overpaid for Luis Severino.
They paid for Severino. So the A's already are willing to throw money around. Yeah, you're getting outbid by the A's.
Getting caught with
your
pants
down. For a guy you supposedly wanted in Max Fried. And now the news we get from McAdam last night after Fried signs with the Yankees is the Red Sox are preparing an offer for Burns. Where was that? Maybe if you prepared one a few weeks ago, you'd have him. Instead of pivoting from Soto to Fried to Burns. And oh, by the way, they're not going to get Corbin Burns.
No?
The Red Sox appear hesitant to spend what it will take to sign Burns, says Mark Feinsand. That's bad enough. The next line's embarrassing.
The fallback plan?
I said earlier I gasped when I read this. It's true. You said you had to read it two or three times?
Oh, yeah. I was like, this can't be right.
So they're not going to get Burns. I believe that.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mark Feinsand. They could now pursue a reunion. There's some good pitchers they've had over the years.
Josh Beckett.
I was thinking maybe Eovaldi, but he just
Sale just won the Cy Young.
Sale just won the Cy Young. Pedro, good one. Yep. Eovaldi just you just missed out on Eovaldi.
No.
None of them. Nick Pivetta.
Huh? Which we got text earlier and be like, I thought he was still on the roster. Like, I thought they already had him. Like, nope. He's a free agent. It'd be a big re-sign. This would be like the Patriots re-signing all their guys from the four-win team.
It's exactly
here comes Nick Pivetta.
It's a Patriots offseason.
Did they get that second-round pick that he's supposed to get?
No, you know, I know. You don't get your pick back.
Damn.
Yeah, or an extra pick. I mean, you don't get that.
Damn.
So, we went from Soto to Burns and Fried.
Uh-huh.
They're split on Bregman. We'll have more on that coming up. And now it's Aroldis Chapman and Nick Pivetta, and that's your offseason? Like, come on.
Even that's worse than I could have imagined. I didn't think they were going to get the top guys, but just bringing back Pivetta? Well, no, because last year they got Lucas Giolito. We never saw him because he got hurt in spring, but that was at least a new start. Now, he stinks, or he's very, very – he's incredibly average.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, it's somebody, you know, that you're spending a little bit more money on than somebody like Nick Pivetta. I thought maybe they would get Eovaldi, and you'd be like, okay. Like, I'd take it. I'd be like, good. But
I'd be pretty,
in addition to somebody.
I'd be pretty happy with Eovaldi if they signed somebody else.
Yeah.
But like now it's like I would, you know, I'd shut my grandmother out of the way for them to go sign Eovaldi. I got to watch more Nick Pivetta complaining about the pitch clock, and he's not really a starter.
No.
But he's not really a reliever either. Like,
what
even is he?
He stamps his feet when he goes to the pen.
Yeah, his ERA's in the fours, and he's fine, but he's not worth whatever you're going to pay him. And I thought we were just done with that, and we were going to upgrade, and now it's more Nick Pivetta. And that's what we got to be happy with. That's what we're going to get. Because the Red Sox don't want to spend.
They might not even get Pivetta. There's no guarantee they get Pivetta.
I'm not going to kick and scream about that. If they don't get Pivetta, I'll be like, then you dodge the bullet.
Nathan Eovaldi got 3 for $75.
I think so. Yeah, I think that's what it was.
Like, come on. That's probably too much for him. But that's the problem. Like, if you're waiting for free agency to add to your team in any sport, we say this every year, any sport. Basketball is a little bit different because guys are sort of slotted into how much they can make. But all the other sports, like, do you think a year ago, Ottawa thought they were going to spend $8.25 million on Linus Ullmark?
Nope.
No. So, like, the money's going up. And you see what Ohtani got last year. And we're like, maybe that's just Ohtani. Nope, it's not just Ohtani. If Juan Soto is going to get $7.65, then obviously Corbin Burns and Max Fried and, you know, Willy Adames, who's already signed, all these guys are going to get crazy, crazy money. So you can't say this year's going to be different. And then have the year be the exact same.
No.
We made fun of the full throttle thing because they weren't full throttle. But then this year, Sam Kennedy went on some show and was talking about how different it's going to be this year. They want to win 95 games and blah, 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 blah. All right, you're going to win 95 games with Aroldis Chapman and Nick Pivetta?
So, look, they can still sign Burns. They can still sign Bregman. I'm no longer holding my breath. I really thought they were going to land one of these guys. Like, the top five, I really thought they were going to land one, genuinely.
You're wrong. You're a liar.
I am a stupid idiot person.
Oh, that was him down, like talking down to everybody who thought they weren't trying to win.
He was yelling at Ken and Curtis.
Right.
I think Curtis specifically, but he was yelling at Ken and Curtis. Yeah.
Because they were like, "Hey, fans are wondering like if you guys still want to win." Basically.
Yeah.
You're like, "Well, of course we want. We don't want to spend any money, but we want
to
win."
Yeah. No, I mean, we'd like to win. That'd be nice. We're not going to invest anything to do it.
No.
So, look, I really thought they were going to get one of those big five names. And maybe they'll still get some second-tier guys, the Teoscar Hernandezes, you know, Walker Buehler, who I actually don't hate.
That's another name that's been linked to them.
I don't hate. I brought him up weeks and weeks ago. I'm like, I'd be interested in him. But that's in addition to, like, how we were talking about Evaldi, in addition to bigger targets. So that's not enough. It's not enough. And it's frustrating. And I'm not here yet because there's still names to sign. And if they sign Burns and Bregman, I would be happy. But they better start trading prospects. If they're not going to sign any of these free agents, then you better trade Meyer. And you better trade Teal.
But what's frustrating to me is...
And whatever. If you don't want to trade Roman Anthony, fine. And you love Christian Campbell, fine. If you're not going to spend money, then you better start spending in prospects. And I don't think they're going to do that either. But there better be a plan. There better be a talent upgrade. They better do something. Because right now they're doing nothing. You got to get uncomfortable, Craig Breslow.
Yeah.
You're running out of time. It's time to get uncomfortable. And if you're not going to get uncomfortable with money, get uncomfortable with prospects.
But then you're going to have to soon get uncomfortable with money. So let's say you trade for Garrett Crochet. You're going to give up a ton of prospects and whatever, and you get Garrett Crochet. How soon? Maybe even
You'll have to pay him. Yes,
pay
yes,
him.
Yes, yes.
So it's like, so right now, at least Corbin Burns is just money. They're like, just money. Yeah, yeah. Well, they make plenty of money. They make a lot of money, and they'll make even more if they're good. People will be tuned in when Corbin Burns is pitching. Like, that'll be a must-see starter. Right now, you don't have a must-see starter. You don't really have any must-see players.
Nope.
Rafael Devers was supposed to be that guy. He's very good, but he's not on that level. He's not tuned in to watch Mookie Betts, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, Bryce Harper. He's not that guy. So you don't have that guy. You need to be as good as you could possibly be after missing the playoffs. What was it, four of the last five or five of the last six?
It's at least four or five. Is it five or six?
I'll have to double check. But it's a lot.
They missed in 19. They missed in 20. They missed in 22. They missed in 23. It is four of the last five.
Four of the last 5 years. And in that time, it's five of the last six.
19,
20, 22, 23, 24. We just had the 24 season.
I'm so stupid. Yeah, 22, 23, 20. You got to count 24.
So five of the last 6 years.
Tries to do math, I don't even know why I bother to do that. Yeah.
Five of the last 6 years, you missed the playoffs. Three of those, you were dead last. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't even like, ooh, just missed the playoffs. At least it was a fun year.
What were they last year? They gave it a real run for last place last year.
No, they actually finished third in the division.
Okay.
They were 500.
Nice.
So they've had also one winning record in the last 5 years or whatever. But the point is, like, now's the time. You have an opportunity to do both. Either sign a free agent or two, trade some of your prospects for an established player, keep some of your prospects and develop those guys and, like, showcase those guys. Like, you could, that is what sort of the model team is. That's sort of the formula. That was their formula back in the day. Mm-hmm. Look at the 04 and the 07 roster. You had a good mix. In fact, even in 04, maybe less prospects than you would have wanted because you had to be so aggressive. Manny and Pedro and Schilling and Ortiz, none of those guys were homegrown. But you went out and got them, paid them. Johnny Damon, like, you spent money on those guys, and you won.
So, look, maybe they'll end up doing something that makes us happy, and we'll retroactively say, boy, we really freaked out there, and we got real nervous.
Yeah,
do they deserve the benefit of the doubt?
No.
Of course not. And so, I was giving it to them until Soto signed and they were being linked to Soto. I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. And I'm like, well, they'll pivot to one of these pitchers. It doesn't seem like they're going to. And so, they have to get uncomfortable, is what Breslow said. When are they going to do it? And if they're not going to do it with money, they better do it with the prospects. Now, I saw a tweet from Jared Carrabas.
All right.
That I found interesting. And it ties into the Bregman story we're going to get to coming up as well, because there's disagreement within the Red Sox. Cora and Kennedy want to do one thing with Bregman, and Craig Breslow wants to do another. So that came out today. Jared Carrabas tweeted last night, I think Craig Breslow is dangerously close to having his ability to close being called into question. There's still time to avoid it,
okay. But
he's teetering on that line currently. I find it odd we're going to Breslow on these big swings and misses. Like, if you want to blame them for striking out on Seth Lugo, is a name we brought up earlier.
Yeah.
Or, like, choosing Pavetta over, like, Evaldi, maybe.
Yeah.
That might be more on Craig Breslow. When you're talking about Soto, Fried, Burns, Bregman, that's not Breslow and his inability to close. That's ownership not wanting to spend.
So I think Soto is 100% on ownership, but that's $700 million. I wonder if now he does have more clearance, or at least I would hope he'd have clearance on the 180s, the 210s, That's a different ballpark. I mean, you're giving a guy $700 million. I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure, but my guess would be Henry is like, that's the most. These are the most years and the most money we can give Soto. But he still must have some sort of a budget on how many million. If they were ready to sign $700 million or put aside $700 million for 15 years, doesn't he have the leeway for $300? Like, he couldn't have said $212 to Fried? I feel like maybe he could have. Maybe his mind, he's like,
I don't know. I mean, I got a budget. Did John Henry say we have $700 million to spend, or was he like, let's just stay in the mix for
Juan Soto?
Yeah. Or let's give him the benefit of the doubt. He doesn't deserve it, but let's give John Henry the benefit of the doubt. This is a special player. We're willing to go crazy on this player, but we're not going to spend $700 combined on every other player in the offseason. We'll do it for a special player. We'll make an exception. Oh, whoopsie, we struck out. Now you have $200 million to spend on a pitcher, so go do it.
I'm with you. This is more to do with John Henry than Breslow. I'm not completely letting Breslow off the hook. Henry's also the guy who hired Breslow. Breslow was one of, like, 15 candidates. It was very similar to the Alex Van Pelt hiring, where people that had the credentials looked at it as, I don't want that job.
I don't want to go there and get fired, too.
You're going to blame me?
I could win a World Series and get fired there.
Right. That happened.
Epstein, but you're gonna blame me? Dombrowski. Yeah.
So, it was not an ideal job. He probably wasn't really even qualified for it. And he comes in and had a brutal year last year. He's also really bad in interviews, which is not the most important thing, but it doesn't help him. Okay. He's hard to be a guy that you defend when you listen to him.
Better or worse in interviews than Bloom? He's a slight improvement on Bloom.
I think the only reason why you'd say that is because he at least played. Yeah, so Bloom, like, he should know.
Bloom was such an uber dork.
They're the same guy.
They are
the opening press conference was staggering how the same they were.
They are same right down to their initials.
Yeah.
both went to Yale.
Yeah,
CB. Yale guys. I mean, they are strikingly similar. I would say Breslow, and this is a minor, talk about being easy to impress like we were with the Patriots earlier. He's slightly better in interviews than Bloom. He's slightly less of a robot, but he's still terrible. I agree.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
Pretty bad. I think the difference, too, was you're like, all right, well, Breslow was in the Cubs organization, and you're like, are they doing it a certain way? Bloom got a lot of backlash, too, and deservedly so, for being, oh, he's trying to do the Rays model, and like that's why they're spending $0. But the bottom line is John Henry hired both of those guys.
Yep.
So those are the guys that
he's got a type
for the job.
He's got a type.
Yeah, opposite of Dombrowski.
And, you know, they're guys who want to build the farm system, which aligns with what John Henry wants to do. But I still think it starts with him. I do not want to let Breslow off the hook either. What's Breslow done when it comes to being a GM? You know, he's getting outmaneuvered on the Seth Lugos of the world.
So maybe Burns is another one. Fine. That'd be John Henry. How much are you willing to spend on Burns? Everybody else that's out there, so shouldn't that be a Breslow thing?
So Bregman's an interesting one.
Okay.
We're going to do this coming up, but let's get to it now because, you know, they go through and they detail all the teams that are in the mix, which there's four of them. That's too many teams. The Red Sox won't get them.
Yeah, four. They might finish third.
They also detail that they want to play him at second, which just pisses me off.
I don't get that.
You're going to spend all this money on Bregman and put him at second when Devers can't play his position. So that's just stupid. If you're going to spend on the money, then put him at third base.
And second base isn't really a premium position to spend on.
Agreed.
Either.
Agreed. But here's the real important passage in the McAdams story. Boston's pursuit, according to an industry source, is somewhat complicated by internal disagreement over Bregman. While manager Alex Cora and team president Sam Kennedy are known to be big proponents of Bregman, the source said some members of the baseball operations staff, including chief baseball officer Craig Breslow, are more circumspect when it comes to the player. Now, it goes on to detail how he had his worst numbers, and he's aging, and he's 31 in a few days after the season starts, all these things. So I believe that baseball ops may not completely love the idea of their aging models and whatever metrics they're looking at. Fine. I mean, maybe Breslow isn't totally on board. But I don't blame him at the end. If Henry wants to spend on a player, go spend on a player.
Yeah, we're taking him. We're getting this guy.
Henry's in charge.
Yeah, Henry can do it.
So, like, what are we blaming Breslow? And there's, like, a weird movement to blame Breslow.
Yeah.
Carrabas, McAdam. So somebody in the organization is scapegoating Breslow.
But I don't think fans are going to fall for it this time, meaning, like,
I don't know. I just fell for a busy offseason, so we'll fall for a lot.
Yeah, no, maybe that's true. Well, it's just people are hopeful. But, like, when Chaim Bloom got fired and Craig Breslow came in, I don't think anybody was like, yes, World Series, back on. I don't think anybody was saying that. I did find that report interesting, though, because I didn't know when Sam Kennedy became, like, a player evaluator.
Oh,
so that
yeah.
was very weird did to sort of see? Lump him in there. Like, he likes Bregman. Like, great. Good for him.
Who was the guy who worked for the Red Sox who got fired by the Mets, like, right away? He had a DUI or something like that?
Mm.
Zach Scott? Was that it? Zach Scott.
Okay.
You see this?
No.
So he quote tweeted the McAdam Cotillo story at MassLive.
Yeah.
And he said, it's concerning this story is out there. No surprise AC wants Bregman, right, given their past relationship.
Yep.
As for Sam's baseball opinion, dot, 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 well, dot, 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 he's really good at sales?
Awesome.
Shrugging emoji?
Wow. So he just torched him.
Torched him.
No, that's my point. Listen, everybody has different skill sets. His apparently is sales, I guess.
And sell Star Wars night.
Yeah, when is that? When you had a different night every night of the week.
Sell the Alex Cooper night. Would you get?
Oh, yeah, Caller Daddy night.
Get the Caller Daddy night. Thank you. Well,
you see they moved. They have a bunch of 6:45 starts coming up. Yep. So maybe he was in charge
of that. That's your job.
I don't need him telling me which third baseman, second baseman to sign. But it is interesting that Breslow and Cora are on opposite sides of Bregman, and I wonder if Breslow's reservation
it tells me who the source is.
Well, yeah, there is that.
It tells me that Cora is bitching and complaining.
Yeah,
and which
me and Sam want him.
Which,
like,
by the way, you didn't have to sign back here, Alex. You signed up for this.
True.
You don't get to complain about this anymore. You chose this.
But part of me is Cora the other day was just so adamant that Rafael Devers is a third baseman.
Yep.
But he really wants Bregman, who's also a third baseman,
Did you see at the winter meetings he talked up Bregman because he was with the Astros when Bregman came up.
Yeah, yeah.
As a middle infield player.
Right. And he thought he could play second base and blah, blah, whatever else. But it's like, I wonder if Breslow's like, if we're going to give him the kind of money we're going to give him, we need him to play third base.
Yeah, that's
why. Because Breslow's like, I didn't sign Devers to this deal.
On a guy like Bregman, scapegoating Breslow to me is weird. He might not be on board. Tough. The owner says, spend $250, spend $300, we're getting him. If the owner really wants him, and Kennedy and Warner and everybody really want him, I don't blame Breslow for that. He can get overruled easily. Lesser players, fine. Teoscar Hernandez, they cheap out. That might be Breslow. You know, they get outspent by Santander or Walker Buehler or, like, pick a name. Fine. Big names like that, if the owner wants them, they get them.
That might be it. Nick Pivetta and Anthony Santander.
All right. Can we at least change the pitch? Like, I would be very underwhelmed by Santander and Pitcher X. Can we at least not bring back a crummy pitcher from last year's
All
team?
Right.
Because that is like the Patriots.
So Walker Buehler.
Well, not everybody on the Patriots is bad. You need players.
They don't all suck. Yeah, they might bring back most of the
squad.
Yeah, no, let's bring them all back again. Let's do it with the Patriots because that worked out. No one could have seen how badly that was going to work.
And
out.
I don't even know, like, and I wasn't the biggest Kenley Jansen fan, but is Aroldis Chapman definitely going to be better than Jansen was?
No.
Like, no. Like, he might be worse.
We said before, I prefer Jansen to Chapman.
He's a bad teammate, apparently, though.
No. Yeah, not, well.
Bad guy. Chapman, bad teammate, bad guy.
Chapman, maybe a good teammate, but a noted less than stellar individual.
No, that's also true.
617-779-7937. The Red Sox, their offseason. I think we're all starting, even me, starting to get a little nervous with the Red Sox doing nothing. There are names out there. Any confidence they'll get them? Do you give them the benefit of the doubt? And what do we make of this division over a player like Alex Bregman? We'll get into it. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending, and we're right back.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by Timeout Market Boston. The Bruins fell 8-1 to the Jets in Winnipeg last night. David Pastrnak scored the Bees' lone goal. Jeremy Swayman had 27 saves on 35 shots, allowing 3 power play goals. Bruins are off until tomorrow night when they'll be in Seattle to play the Kraken. Puck drop is at 10 p.m. Celtics are back tomorrow night as well as they host the Detroit Pistons. Tip-off is set for 7:30. Patriots return to the practice field today as they prepare to head to Arizona to play the Cardinals on Sunday. Some MLB signings from yesterday. The New York Yankees signed free agent pitcher Max Fried to an 8-year, $218 million contract. And Nathan Eovaldi signed a 3-year, $75 million deal to return to the Texas Rangers. Experience the essence of Boston's culinary and cultural scene at Time Out Market Boston, nestled in the Fenway. From live music sessions to food and beverage tastings and everything in between, Time Out Market Boston showcases the best of the city under one roof. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Everything they can do to improve the team. Obviously, right? They're doing that.
I haven't noticed that yet. I'm all for it, though. If they want to improve the team as a fan, I am for that.
I don't,
still efforting.
I don't want to move on to trades yet with big names out there, okay. But I'm ready to say, Keith, I'm ready to bend the knee and say they're not going to sign Corbin Burns.
No.
And they're not going to sign Alex Bregman, and they're certainly not going to sign both. So no. If they don't, they better start getting uncomfortable, to use a word that Breslow used earlier today, or last night, I guess, with Tom Caron on Nesson. Or they better start doing whatever they can to improve the team by trading their precious prospects. They better start doing that, because there are names out there they can get on the trade market. Crochet, Gilbert, Castillo, Zach Gallen is a name that Rob Bradford brought up to us before. So if they want to do that, that is not my preferred avenue. That is not the way I'd love to go about it. Nolan Arenado is a bat you could make a trade for. You brought up Vlad a billion times.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would prefer just signing a free agent, because it's just money, and I tend to think some of those players are better anyway. But if you're not going to spend, then go ahead and add talent to your big league roster by trading some of these prospects. I'm starting the drumbeat for that, because I've given up hope they're going to spend bigly on any of these
prospects. Feels pretty unlikely. If you look at the starting pitchers, which is obviously a need for this team, Corbin Burns is out there. We've gone over the different reports about him. The next best guys, just kind of based off of last year's performance, Blake Snell already signed with the Dodgers. Yusei Kikuchi already signed with the Angels. Max Fried, record-setting deal with the Yankees. Nathan Eovaldi re-signed with the Rangers. The Red Sox were reportedly interested in Shane Bieber, who re-signed with Cleveland. The guys that are still out there, I guess Jack Flaherty might be better. I'm just trying to think of guys that are better than what you have.
I mean, take him over Pivetta for sure, that's not a big-ticket guy. Did you say Sasaki's name?
No, I didn't say him. So I was just based off last year's guys that were in the majors.
So
Sasaki's still out there. A lot of rumors saying Dodgers. I feel like if the Dodgers really want him, they'll just get him, because they get everybody they want.
Would you be – they're not linked to him at all, so I highly doubt they get him.
I'd like that.
I'd be happy too.
I'd be very happy with that.
But do I think there's a chance they get him? No. It sounds like the Dodgers or the Padres are going to get him, probably the Dodgers. And even if they did, I would still look at it and say they only got him because the price was capped.
Yeah.
They didn't – I mean, that bidding is different than bidding on a free agent – in wide open unrestricted free agency, there are caps on that. You have to pay his posting fee, and then I believe the posting fee is 20% of the total contract you can offer.
Yeah.
So there are guardrails on that. So I would gripe about that to a degree, but I'd still be happy if they landed.
It's funny because it goes back to this. There's a Reddit AMA that we've referenced a few times where Alex Speer was asked by Red Sox fans, like, what do you think they're going to do in free agency? Like, how much money, what kind of big contract would they give out? And he said he thinks they're going to give out a $100 million contract.
One of them.
One $100 million contract.
We scoffed at
opinion
that.
Or whatever. But yeah, so Max Fried just got more than double that.
Uh-huh.
So who are you realistically going to bring in for $100 million? You're going to overspend on Teoscar Hernandez probably?
Are they even... Well, so Hernandez is not projected to get that, but to your point, you're right.
But then this would be what happens, where you're like, okay, and then
Teoscar
like,
Hernandez for $100 million. Yeah, would I be happy? No, hell no, would I be happy with that?
No, but like I'll take him and like he helps the lineup.
I'll take
him
and it makes the team better, but would I be happy and satisfied and like thrilled about it? No. No.
No.
So are you going back to that Alex Speer AMA?
Yep.
$100 million player. Do you even think they're going to do that? Like I scoffed at that. I'm like, that's not even anything. Of course they're going to do that.
No, it doesn't feel like they are in free agency. Now, maybe there is the thing where they make a trade,
maybe.
Then that guy has to get a new contract or you do whatever. You eat up the arbitration years or something
like
that.
Do they get to $100 million total?
Yeah.
$90 million
Chapman,
left.
Well, they've already spent
11.
Almost 11.
10.75.
On Chapman.
Yeah.
So
90 more million, though?
Yeah.
Because what's Pivetta going to make per year?
Like 20 plus. I'm not even joking.
17?
More.
$20 million
he
for
He turned
Nick
down their qualifying offer, which
was
like
21.
Thank you.
He's but for 1 year, though.
I know, but still, he's going to make, I bet, Eovaldi-ish money. That's crazy. I wouldn't give that to him.
I know.
But he's going to make something approaching what Eovaldi got. 3 years, 75.
I don't know what they're going to do. Pete Alonso. You like Pete Alonso? He's still out there?
I'd probably be more thrilled about him than most.
He's a soccer dinger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that means what?
Something with Casas, I guess.
You're trading Casas for an arm. Like, maybe there's something there.
Yeah, I mean, they're just...
It's
last year, it's the year before, it's the year before that. It's just like, it's the same thing. It's Groundhog Day.
It is Groundhog Day, is what it is. So how much blame is on Craig Breslow? It certainly seems like someone in the organization, the manager, is probably trying to scapegoat Craig Breslow for coming up short here. It wouldn't be the first GM he's thrown under the bus. So how much blame goes to Breslow? How much of it is on ownership? You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Wally is in Fall River. What's up, Wally?
Yeah, what's up, guys? Are we getting a line of baloney again from these guys? I mean, it is what it is. Plan A, Juan Soto, cross that off. Plan B is in action right now. There's still some good players, but you're competing against a lot of other teams. Plan C is, as you go back to normal, you pick up, you know, guys that were injured. You know, you go back to Kmart and look for bargains. But there's guys you can get in a trade, Nolan Arenado. I'd love to see him in Boston. That's 35 bombs. But if you want to Crochet or some of these other guys, you're going to have to give up people.
Okay, so you have to trade for Arenado. Over under 35 bombs in Wally's parlance there for Arenado.
I love Arenado, but I think that's those days are behind him. I would say he probably hits under that this
about
year.
About 25.
Yeah, I know.
Like, what's he been at the last few years?
That's a good question. Well, 2 years ago, he had, like, an MVP season, didn't he? That was 3 years ago. My bad. 2022, he hit 30.
Okay.
2023, he hit 26. Last year, he hit 16.
So I'd feel okay about 25. I don't think you're getting 35. But, look, I've been
wrong. And he's 33.
I've been wrong before.
For this upcoming season.
I mean,
hasn't won the Gold Glove the last couple of years, even though he's probably the greatest defensive
player. Right, so maybe that's just an indication that he's probably still a very good defender, but yeah. He's not the elite platinum glove defender that he's one of the best, legitimately, one of the best defensive players at that position in the history of the sport, maybe the best.
So Arenado and Goldschmidt both are free agents, right? And it's like, great players, great careers, but
So Arenado you got to trade for.
Oh, Arenado you have to trade for. Goldschmidt's the free agent. Excuse me. He's the free agent. But both guys, to me, I look at it similarly, where you're like, great players... Had even a couple of really good years with St. Louis, but then, yeah.
Hang on. Text line, 617-779-7937. Is Wally in Fall River the Cheeseburger Club guy?
Cheeseburger Club.
Oh, my God. Maybe. No, I don't think so.
I don't rule it out.
Yeah, it's not too far from...
Fall River down to Cranston?
No,
it's really not that far.
That might have been.
I mean, might have to deal with some bridge traffic.
I wish you would have said something if he was.
Cheeseburger Club.
It's our favorite guy in the show. Something to think about.
Yeah, we may have to compare and contrast there a little bit more.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Arenado, to me, is not an example of what I'm talking about. I don't think he's going to cost you premium prospects. I think the Cardinals are looking to dump that salary. Yeah. He's due decent money. I brought this name up to you off the air. Would you like Correa?
Not really.
He's better than Story. I don't know what you do with
but
Trevor
you have
Story.
Yeah. If I was choosing today,
you're saying
the
that
two?
like it's a nice thing that I have.
No, it's not a nice thing.
Bradford was doing the full court press with Story yesterday. He's part of the problem. He's not part of the problem. He's part of the solution. Like I don't agree with that.
Correa had a good year last year. He missed a ton of time.
Yeah,
he was hurt, but
he's
going to
be productive
when he
plays. But you don't know. He's due.
I've never been wild about Correa.
He's
really
due. I think it's 4 more years, $120 million, something like that. So like,
if you were just like trading the two, sure. But like, if you have Story, and I think Story could play second. I know he'd rather play short. But he's
gonna get
hurt.
Tell him that
he's gonna get hurt tomorrow.
Don't tell him that he could play second.
The guy's out
because he won't do it.
He's got real buzzard's luck.
So no, I'm talking about what Breslow said: get uncomfortable and give up some legit prospects. Meyer, Garrett Crochet, costs you Marcelo Meyer. All right, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm surprised we're at that point. I would have preferred you signed some free agents, but you didn't. So go do that. Go make that happen.
But that's what's so crazy is if we've been told to be patient with these prospects. The whole future of the organization is on these prospects. And then could you spend a little bit more money and get Max Fried and keep Marcelo Mayer? Or you lose out on Max Fried and now you're trading the guy that we've all dubbed the future, like the next Nomar, and you're trading him for a guy that's had one season?
Well, look, that would,
and then paying him too?
That would expose – if they trade a bunch of prospects – that would expose them as just cheap. That's all that would expose them as. Because what they've been selling the last few years is, we're building the future. We need have some patience.
But then they just punt on it?
We want cost-controlled young players, and we really want to upgrade our talent. And yeah, and if they tell you that for 3 years, and then 3 years later they trade the centerpiece, the crown jewel, or at least the guy who was once thought of it that way. I think Roman Anthony kind of is that guy now. But Meyer's still a highly touted prospect.
Oh, yeah.
3 years later, you trade that guy when you've been telling me the last 3 years, just wait and be patient and you're going to build around him. It would expose them as cheap.
Well, it's also one thing.
We already know they're cheap, but it would just be another way to prove they're cheap, and they don't have a vision. And all it is the only thing they do is they don't want to spend. That's it. That's the only common thread.
And the one you'd have an out if this was a really bad pitcher free agency class and the trades were where it was at. Like Burns and all these guys freed like weren't available
even,
at all.
Then you'd be like, last year's free agency, it's like, I wanted Ohtani. It's shocking how many people around here didn't want Ohtani, but I wanted Ohtani
and Yamamoto.
But okay, right, Ohtani, Yamamoto. After that, it was not a great class last year. This is a much better class, so they deserve.
Well, people were screaming about Jordan Montgomery all year, so they like, that sort of tells you the state of the
much less leeway this go round.
Yep.
Good text 617-797-7937. I'm sorry, 779-7937. Rhode Islanders don't leave Rhode Island. There's no chance he's in Fall River or from Fall River.
They just stay put there.
It's a good point.
All right, get the number three all the way.
I get it. All the way from Fall River to Cranston. Yeah, what we assumed that was going to happen.
They're not going there.
Please.
I get it.
Silly of us to even suggest such a thing. We'll get back to your feedback here on the Red Sox. We'll get back to the Patriots as well. Bill Belichick and UNC. I thought this was supposed to get done on Monday.
What's happening?
I thought this was a done deal on Monday. That's weird that it's not done yet, isn't it? That's strange.
They're like, do we have to pay Matt Patricia $3 million? To be the GM here.
So we'll get back to Bill Belichick. We'll get back to all your Red Sox phone calls. And there's a big show outing tonight.
Sure is.
I want to get Billy Lanny's thoughts on that. We haven't talked to Billy about it yet. We'll do that next.